The Artha Shastra is the manual describing how you are to rule if you are a perfect tyrant. How the Chakravartin, that means the one who turns the wheel, and a great monarch, a great, say, Alexander the Great was called a Chakravartin, Ashoka was a Chakravartin. And so this Artha Shastra, which was written in the Gupta dynasty, by one of the sort of viziers of the Maurya, no, it was the Maurya dynasty, excuse me, of the Maurya emperors. And he says, now look, you are called, your vocation is to rule, just as, for example, it was Arjuna's vocation to fight. Your vocation is to rule, but you must understand, right in the beginning of the Shastra, it says, you will never succeed, never. Eventually, however great your empire is, someone will drag you down, or will drag your son down, and your dynasty will not continue. You are fighting a losing battle, but this battle has to be fought for the upholding of the world, what is called Lokya Sangraha, upholding the world, making the game go on, in other words. You have to do this thing, you have to rule. Somebody has to rule. And so then it describes the machinations which the ruler must go to in order to hold his power over the people. How he establishes a diabolical mandala, a circle like a spider's web, and he is at the center. And the circle is arranged in progressive orders, rings beyond rings of servitors, courtiers, generals, etc. And so the inmost ring round the emperor are his high ministers. But he sees that they are surrounded with another ring of subordinate ministers. And he makes these hate each other, because the subordinate ministers are always looking for a chance to betray the high ministers to the emperor, so that he will sack the high minister and bring a subordinate into his post. And therefore the ministers are always on the watch against their subordinates, and are always on the watch, you see, one eye on the emperor and one on the subordinate, so that they don't give the subordinate any chance to accuse them of betraying the emperor. And then, of course, he has his guards. That's another set of mandalas. And he has secret guards that are in the walls and watch the outward guards. And every time the emperor eats, he has someone taste his food to be sure it isn't poison. And he can't really ever sleep, except he lock the door and remain in the room alone with guards sleeping across the way outside. But he always fundamentally sleeps with one eye open. And the Shastra says, do not ever make a friend. Never trust another human being. Keep your counsel to yourself. And in the center of his secret room, from which he directs everything, in the mandala of the palace, there is a secret door which leads out, down stone steps, through a long underground passage, and off to a river where he has a speedboat waiting for him. And if the worst comes to the worst, he has a way out. And on the way out, there is a great lever. And by pulling this lever, he dislodges the keystone, and the whole palace crashes on the courtiers and guards and everybody who've been unfaithful. So here is the pattern of ultimate mistrust. This is the pattern of violence. How, if you put the people down and you're going to keep them down, this is what you're going to do.